ακούσουμε το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Εφεσμαρόν την Τζέφες να βράμ σώσιν την οικόμ κυρίε βλόγιζα κοντά το κάτα Ιου έννεν Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο δράνος μα.
Listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John, the evangelist and the pure disciple. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel and afterward receive me to glory. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I might declare all your praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. He who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
Glory be to God forever.
Okay, all the deacons, please, the deacons. Sit down, please. All the deacons go outside and sit down. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. We'll take 5 or 7 minutes to get it together. I have a question. Who is our patriarch now? Do you know the name, his name? The patriarch of the Coptic Church. What is the name of the patriarch? Our patriarch. Oh, wow. You don't know the name of our patriarch? The patriarch of the Coptic Church here? Yes. Pope Tawadros. This is should be, you should know it, like that's the Coptic Church, the hierarchy of the church. You should know who is the patriarch of our church, the Coptic Church, who is like, he is Pope Tawadros II. And who is the bishop of our diocese, the name of the bishop of our diocese? Wow. Yes, I'm the Boulos, His Grace, Bishop Boulos. Okay, guys. You have to know the names of the leaders of the church, of our church. You should know it. So maybe she is the Virgin Mary, she's our mother. So we have to know that the people who are leading the church, the Coptic Church. So in Pope Tawadros, he's in Egypt. So he has like his we call him Pope of Alexandria. Why Alexandria? Because St. Mark went, yes. He lived in Alexandria. No, he didn't live in Alexandria. But Pope Tawadros or any of the patriarch, we start from who is the first patriarch of the Coptic Church? Who is the first patriarch of the Coptic Church? Yes. St. Mark, exactly. The founder of the Christianity in Egypt. So, the first patriarch was St. Mark. St. Mark came to Egypt and he started from Alexandria and he built the first church in Alexandria. First church for all the Christians. So that's why everyone come after St. Mark, we call him Patriarch of Alexandria. You know the number of the patriarch, Pope Tawadros? He's the Pope Tawadros II, but he has a number, like how many patriarchs came to lead the Coptic Church from the beginning of St. Mark to Pope Tawadros. Yes. 118, exactly. So who is the name of our patriarch now? Pope? I can't hear. You're still sleeping, but Pope Tawadros. Again, who is the patriarch of the Coptic Church, Pope Tawadros, who is the name of the bishop of our diocese. I will explain what a diocese. His Grace Amba Boulos. So, who is the bishop of our diocese? His Grace Bishop Boulos. No, he's still asleep. The name of the bishop of our diocese, Bishop Amba Boulos. The diocese, over the world, we divided the place. For example, we have bishop to lead a part from many cities. For example, like Amba Boulos, he's Eastern Canada, like Ottawa, Montreal, and East Canada. We have another bishop for Western Canada. He's Amba Mina, like from Mississauga, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Vancouver, and what else? Calgary and Edmonton. In Europe, they divided. For example, like there is Amba Mark for North France, for example. In America, we have many bishops. For example, like Amba David for New York, Amba Yusuf for South America. Okay, there's another Amba Yusuf, for example, in Brazil. Amba Yusuf in Bolivia. So we have many bishops. Every bishop, like each one from them, he is taking care about many cities part from the world. So we have, this is how we divide it. So the first person is a patriarch, and he lead the bishops. So we have Pope Tawadros II, number 118, of patriarchs of Alexandria. And after we have metropolitans and bishops who are taking care about the diocese, like Ambabulus is taking care about the Eastern Canada. Okay. And we have the priest. So the bishop leads the priest of the churches. You have to understand, we have to know the hierarchy of the church. So he is the Pope of the Coptic Church now. Pope? Which tema? I can't hear. Pope? And who is the bishop of our diocese? Bishop? Ambabulus. Perfect. So this is very important to know. When, if I'm telling you now, for example, the patriarch, Pope Tawadros, is coming tomorrow to visit the church. And after that, he will go to your house to visit you. So, for example, like tomorrow, God willing, Pope Tawadros, and His Holiness Pope Tawadros, and His Grace Bishop Bulus, they are coming together, okay? And they are coming to visit the church tomorrow. And after that, they will go to your house. What you will do? First things in your mind. Nothing, right? Will not do nothing. Ahlan wa sahlan, they can come whatever, like. So what we will do? Yes. Yes, what else? Yeah. Huh? Prepare food for them. Okay, perfect. What else? Yes. Yeah, clean up the house to let them come. Yes. You forgot? Pray for them? Oh, they pray for us. Huh? What we will do? Yes. We clean the house. Yes. So we have prepared food. We clean the house. Yeah. Huh? Give them gifts. Prepare for them some gifts. Yes. Huh? Yeah. Make something to feel welcome. Very good. We are preparing something. Or someone is very important, like Pope Tawadros, for example, or His Grace Ambabulus, they are coming. You know who is the Prime Minister of Canada? For sure you know. This is should know, right? Who is the name of Prime Minister of Canada? Yeah? Mark Carney. If they call you from the government and call you, for example, say like, Mark Carney is coming to your house. And his wife and his family, they are coming to your house. So you can prepare something for them for sure. You can prepare food, prepare, clean the house, prepare gifts, and they feel welcome, all of that. Every time we think that some person is really important to come to my house, I have to understand that Jesus Christ every time, every single day is coming to my house, every single day in the morning, from the morning. Every time I think that I have to prepare something, Jesus Christ is coming to my house every single day. He is the King of the Kings. And every time I come to the church, I have to understand that He is the King of the Kings. I have to prepare myself. So I have to prepare my heart to receive Him. I'm so surprised when we are in church, for example, and we are talking together. We are standing before God here. Or for example, sometimes we use phones. And we're like texting or playing games or whatever we do. Or watching anything. He, the King of the Kings, He's here. Or someone, for example, like, okay, I'm so tired, I don't want to come to the church. Or for example, I wanted to sit down here, I cannot sleep until Abuna finish the liturgy. It's not about Abuna, it's not about anyone, we talk about Christ, this is here. We use the word fear of God. It's not the meaning of fear, scared, no. Fear, it means respect. He is coming with the respect. So that's why we have to think about when we come to the church, this is very important. You have to think that Christ is here and I have to prepare myself. First of all, I have to clean the heart. I have to go to confession. I have to confess. I have to clean my heart. I have to pray before coming to the church. I have to ask God to help me to understand the words that I receive here in the church. And when I'm at the church, I have to respect. And I have to see God. You said, I have to prepare food. Yeah, I have to prepare myself. I have to prepare, clean my heart when I come to the church because I wanted to meet Christ. I'll tell you a story of Amba Bishoy. You know Amba Bishoy? The perfect man. Here is Amba Bishoy. So, in the iconostasis, so know the iconostasis, so we should have here St. Mary. Why St. Mary here? And Jesus Christ, can we replace it? Can we put St. Mary here and Jesus Christ here? It's normal. Like if I put St. Mary here and Jesus, it's okay, right? Right or no? Yes or no? Yes? Yes. Thank you. Yes or no? There's no answer. Everyone is sleeping now. So, it's no, why no, and why yes? I'll tell you. Yes. I can't hear, sorry. Yes, perfect. It's written that St. Mary sitting on the right hand of Christ. Where is the right hand of Christ? It's here. Here is the right hand. So St. Mary should be here. If I put Jesus Christ here and St. Mary on the other side, he will be on the St. Mary will be on his left, which is totally wrong against the Bible. So that's why we put here St. Mary and Jesus Christ is here. So St. Mary is sitting on the right hand of Christ. And the iconostasis we have, we put after St. Mary, Archangel Gabriel, we have St. Mark, and after that, all these other saints. So one of the saints here is Amba Bishoy. And here we put St. John the Baptist and St. Stephen, and after that, there is St. Anthony, St. Paul. St. Bishoy, one day, he saw Christ many times. Jesus Christ appeared to him many times. So all the monks come to St. Bishoy. Amba Bishoy, we want to see Christ. You are only the person that we see Christ. We wanted to see him. Can you please tell us how to see Christ? So he said, give me 3 days, I pray. So after 3 days, St. Bishoy, Amba Bishoy, he told all the monks, you know what? Jesus Christ will appear to you on the mountain. Let's go to the desert and go to the mountain and he will appear to you. Early morning, everyone. Run in the morning early. You can imagine that. I will tell you tomorrow morning, between 5 to 7 o'clock in the morning, Jesus Christ will appear to us here at the church. I think that I will come, like I will be here at the church from midnight until the morning. I wanted to see Christ. Or, for example, like St. Mary will appear at the church around 6 o'clock in the morning. So everyone will be here from midnight. We are We're staying here to see St. Mary and see Jesus Christ to appear. So all the monks in the morning, early, at 4 o'clock in the morning, everyone run. After they finish the midnight praise, everyone run to the deserts and go to the mountain. Amba Bishu was an old man, so he's the last one. And while they're walking to see Christ on the mountain, there's an old man. And he asked, and he saw all the monks, they are running. And he would stop them like, why are you running? We're going to see Christ now. Like, please, can you help me? Take me with you, please. I wanted to see Christ too. He said, no, you are an old man. No, we have no time for you. And we are so sorry for that. We have to run to see Christ. He said, please, I wanted to see Christ with you. He said, no, they said, no, we have no time. We'll be late. You're an old man and you need help, but we have no time for that. And all the monks did the same. And everyone ran to go to the mountain to see Christ. And the last one he was, and the Bishul, an old man, he has a stick, and he takes step by step. So the old man asked Amba Bishui, I asked all the monks to take me with them to see Christ. But they refused. So Amba Bishui, he was looking to him, oh my God, I'm old man too, what I should do? But he's too old than me. I have to help him. He told him, okay, you know what? Only the way to help you, I will hold you. I will put you on my shoulder. Hold you on my shoulder. Because he's too old. And let's go to see Christ together. And he took step by step. He held another man on his way. He was old. He was old. But he took this old man too on his shoulder because he wanted to help him to see Christ. And while he was walking, he felt that as if there is no one on his shoulder. And after a while, oh, it's heavy. What happened? I don't know. So suddenly he was like looking to his feet. He found holes in his feet. He was Christ. He held the Christ on his shoulder. That's why Christ is present everywhere. It's not necessary to go to see Christ as they said he will appear. No, Christ is everywhere. We see him on the altar, but you can see him outside. You can see him at school. He is with you at school. He was you at the home. He was you at street. He was you everywhere. At the gym, he's with you everywhere. Christ is present everywhere. So please think about it. Christ is everywhere. And I have to ask myself, when I do anything, Jesus, you will be happy when I do this? Jesus, you will be happy when I do this? Jesus will be happy when I go this way? I have to ask myself all the time. Again, Christ is everywhere. Jesus Christ is everywhere. Jesus is everywhere. So remember this word all the time. When I think that Jesus is present everywhere, so I talk to him all the day. I talk to him all the day. In the morning, I'm saying good morning to him. During the day, I talk to him, I'm asking him to be with me all the time. And the night, I'm telling him good night. So please remember that Jesus Christ is present everywhere, is everywhere with us. So tomorrow, God willing, it's the last day after the revival of St. Mary. And tomorrow is the eve of the Feast of St. Mary. So we start the Vesper. Everyone should attend the last day of revival. His Grace Ambabulus, he will be with us, he will pray with us. And we pray all together. We start the Vesper at 7 p.m. And we will do the procession, everyone. So you will hold with us the cross. All the boys and girls will go in the procession. We will hold the picture, the icon of St. Mary and the crosses, and we'll go outside. We'll be very happy to have all of you in the procession. And we will do the procession. We will do in first of the church and go outside in the parking lot, and we will do the procession and come back to the church. Everyone, all the kids, all of you, it's tomorrow evening. So we start the Vesper service. So please, you should attend. Don't miss the last day of revival, the last day of the revival of St. Mary, the eve of the Feast of St. Mary. And the day after, on Saturday morning, we have the liturgy from 7 a.m. And this is the Feast of St. Mary, and we have ordination of a lot of deacons. So attend also the liturgy of the Feast of St. Mary on Saturday morning. Don't miss the Vesper, the procession, and the day after on Saturday, don't miss the liturgy of St. Mary. His Grace Ambabulus will pray also with us the liturgy of St. Mary in morning, and he will ordain deacons. So please stand up all together. We'll pray all together, okay? All the deacons go to your place. All the deacons, go back.
We exalt you, worthily, with Elizabeth, your cousin, saying, blessed are you among women, blessed is the seed on our behalf, O Lady of us all, the Theotokos, Saint Mary, the Mother of our Savior. He may forgive us our sins, Jeff, his mother, Oton Javiot, Nimshir, Nember Nevma, Eth Owe, the Etereya, Sitchi, Kevo, Ten O Ostem, Mostenti, O Una.
So far, so far, amen. Can I come with me?
So the deacon started the creed, and I saw all of you were not praying. Even the deacon were not praying all together, and we're not saying the creed of the church all together. So we have to start from the beginning, please, the creed all together in loud voice. The creed of the church, this is the foundation of our church, the core of the church. So we have to pray it all together with loud voice. We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator. Read from the screen.
Engoste von heut entianastansis entenia rev mo nempion gente pionet ne yo aga amin.
Epi provocistos
es more ne pasti.